Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here, King Judah 23, Judah Life Podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to get on some asses today, man. I'm going to rock some boats. And this is going out to Gilly and Wallow. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to y'all niggas. You have really, really stepped over the line here. And I'm going to explain to you why I say that. Also, we're going to go over Israel's $5 trillion secret. We're going to go over a little more on this. This has to be talked about. Sorry. This has to be talked about. Yes, sir. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Judah Life Podcast. King Judah 23 on Instagram at King Judah 23, KINGJUDAA 23, all in one word. Please follow us and for more content. The Israel's $5 trillion secret part 2. Yes, sir, we are here. We're going to talk. But first of all, I saw something very disturbing. And let me say this before we get started. We don't know if Takeoff is really dead. I know that may surprise some people. Takeoff may not even be dead. So I'm saying this very lightly. And I'm saying this, walking on eggshells. Okay? Takeoff may not be dead. I don't know what the heck that was. But we ain't gonna let Satan ruin this. But Takeoff may not be dead. And I'm gonna say that one more time. Takeoff may have faked his death. Takeoff may be a sacrifice for Quavo or Offset or Cardi B. We don't know. Okay? But guess what? Like my mom used to tell me, whatever's done in the dark will be done or will come out to light. So whatever they are planning on doing, whatever they think they're going to do or whatever, it will be revealed soon enough. But I'm going to talk to Gilly and Wallow, and I'm going to say this right here, first of all. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Germantown, okay? I don't like what Gilly and Wallow is doing. You bring on the Prince family, and this is what really kills me. The Prince family gets up there. They act like they such victims. Man, we don't know what's going on. Man, they keep aligning us with dice games and stuff like that. I ain't no Duke the Jeweler. I didn't know all this. And I ain't know all that. And I ain't know all this. And I ain't know all that. And then Jay Prince, instead of him saying, we apologize to his mother. We, even though we feel like we were not responsible, we feel like it was under our watch because that was an event that was hosted by somebody from Mob Ties, okay? Now, I'm just going to be honest. We had nothing to do with it, but we still carry the responsibility because somebody with our name hosted that party, and it should have been done a lot better than that, right? You'll think they will say something like that. Instead, this asshole, and I call Jay Prince an asshole because that's exactly who he is. He gets up there talking about, well, Offset, you weren't cool on his last little bit of time that he was here on Earth. You weren't cool with him, and you need to watch your mouth. And I don't want to be threatened. I don't want to be put into a corner. First of all, nigga. You think you a Shook Knight or some shit? Here's the thing that kills me about niggas like Jay Prince, right? We only do this to each other. I'm going to say that again. We only do this to each other. Have you heard Jay Prince go up to a country music star and tell him you need to check in? Do you hear him talk to the Latinos like that? Excuse me. Do you hear him talk to the Latinos like that? Hey man, you need to check in, dog. Hey, you in my city, you need to check in. You need to make sure you Gucci out here. You don't go to any other race with this check-in shit. You don't own a block. You don't own a piece of the city. You don't have nothing besides the clothes on your ass in the car that you drive in. And you think somebody's supposed to be fucking scared of you and be afraid of your punk ass because you only a little small little fucker. I'm gonna be 100. You small, but you got a whole lot of niggas around you. We know that you pussy. See, my dad told me a long time ago, and I'm gonna get to Gillian and Wallow in a minute because they some suckers as well. But we're gonna get on Jay Prince for a moment. My dad told me a long time ago, the most scared nigga has a whole bunch of niggas along with him. I'm gonna say that again. The most scared nigga has all the niggas around him because he can't defend himself. He can't fight himself. I have seen guys back in Philly, and this is God honest truth. I seen guys in Philly be by themselves. But guess what? It feels like 1,000 people behind them. There was a real Debo back in my day. There was a real, you know how Debo in the movie, he was by himself, man. And guess what? No matter what, man, that's Debo, man. Everybody tighten up. That's just one man. You got 500,000 niggas with you. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I said the same thing, but before I had the Jew of Life podcast. I said this about King Von. I said, King Von is going to end up getting killed. My dad told me a long time ago, you may be tough, but you ain't the toughest. There's somebody on this earth that's tougher than you. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. You may be tough, but there's somebody else tougher than you. And I tell all these young boys the same thing. You got all these guns. You got all these extensions. You got these, you got the Glock with the titties on them. And you think you're so tough. There's somebody that's as tough as you, if not tougher. And I'm going to say this again, Jay Prince. Do you go to a country music star and start that shit? Do you tell Swift she need to check in? Do you tell Travis Tritt or whoever country music star I'm talking about? I think you got to know what I'm talking about. Do you go up to him and say, you need to check in, homie? I need $100,000 from you. And these country artists worth millions upon millions. They got real money. They can pay off for a check-in. But you go to a black man. You go to a black woman that's just making it, barely making it. These rappers ain't making it the way they portray. They lying to you. They live on ass. If their talent goes to put, so their lifestyle. Y'all niggas are a disgrace to the black community. You are a disgrace to the Hebrew man, woman, and child. And this is what the Most High said, there has to be a separation. Because assholes like Jay Prince right here, this is the prime example, man. I couldn't believe what I heard. The little snippet that I heard. I couldn't believe that man said, Offset, man, I don't like feeling like being threatened. Who the fuck is you? And second of all, and like I said, I know Offset. I know he sold out. I know he sold his soul. I know he eat blood. I know he drink blood, eat poop, and all that. I know he does that. But we talking real life right now. I know Offset. He responded. I'm glad he responded. He didn't send out one word to Jay Prince or nobody else. You try to start some shit, Jay Prince, that you may not be able to finish. Now, I'm telling you right now, if you hear the sound of my voice, you need to humble yourself and you need to get up there on social media and say, listen, we did not mean for Takeoff to lose his life if that's what really did happen. Again, Takeoff could be faking his death being an island somewhere along with Kevin Samuels and Jeffrey Epstein. Who knows? And Kobe Bryant as well, but we know he faked his death. Nipsey Hussle faked his death as well. Takeoff could be doing that. Who knows? But if he is dead, you need to have some fucking respect and tell his mother, I apologize. If anything I could do, please. I know you guys don't like me. I know you guys can't stand me right now. And I know it's going to be hard for you guys. But I'm trying my very best to do the best I can. I'm sorry. That should have never had happened. It should have been better protection than that. But see, this is the reason why Judah has to go down. Because we're not humble. Man, I'm just saying, you know, I'll say, you know, the last time that we heard about you and Takeoff, y'all weren't really that cool. How do you know? How do you know? First of all, like I said, I'm not in the industry like that, and I'm not even going to pretend I am in the industry. But for what I heard, Offset left the label, didn't leave the group. He left the group because of the label deal with QC. Then you get up there talking about, yeah, I talked to QC. So if you talked to QC, you should all, man, have known what was going on with Offset and the Amigos in that contract situation. Since you talked to him. These niggas ain't shit. And then his son gets up there talking about, man, I didn't know Duke the Jeweler and I ain't know he was a jeweler until after he got killed. Boy, bye. That's bullshit. That's complete bullshit, and you know that's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. You know you never have nobody around you unless you know who that person is. I hope you that damn smart. But again, you may be that dumb too. But I'm quite sure somebody knows that dude from Chicago was a jeweler. I'm sure somebody knew before he even entered that damn building that he was on that list. Don't give me that bullshit talking about some damn, oh, I ain't know, man, bro, I'm just, man, I didn't know he was a jeweler. I don't know, bro, I don't know. Sounds so damn stupid. And then that dark weasel-looking nigga with the dreadlocks, he gonna sit up there and like he gonna cry. Man, my family been through. You know, I'm just saying, bro. I mean, I'm so tired of my family being dragged. Boy, bye. And I don't want to hear that bullshit. Are you saying that shit when you're talking about my ties? Man, when you come to Houston, you gotta come through my ties. Do you say that shit? No. But the heat got too hot for you, huh? And y'all been on this pile. You been on this damn tour. And this is why I go to Gilly and Wallow. First of all, let me check Gilly for a minute. Because I'm so tired. I'm so tired looking at him. A guy from Philly should know better than that. Especially the old Philly. See, Gilly is the old Philly. See, he ain't these new Philly niggas. He ain't this Meek Mill, a Lil Uzi Vert type of Philly niggas. No. Don't niggas. That's a new generation. We don't claim them. You come from the old school. You know nothing can get in the middle of that bullshit. But because you sold your soul and got a $100 million deal, I'm going to be real with you, OG. Normally, me and Waddle, we didn't really want to do this interview. You shouldn't have done the interview then. Why are you going to tell a nigga that we really don't want to do the interview, but you're doing the interview anyway? Because your mask is telling you to go do that. And Wallow, I'm starting to lose a little bit more respect for you each and every single day time you with this fucking clown. Gilly ain't got no street in him. How in the hell is he talking about street shit? Listen, the real king of Philly is Beanie Siegel. I'm going to say that again. The real king of Philly is Beanie Siegel. Beanie Siegel, Beans is that dude. Call yourself King Gilly. You ain't no king, nigga. You've been jealous of Beans all your life, man. You've been jealous of that man. You've been doing sucker shit since day one. You've been envious of Beanie Siegel since day one. Now you got a little heat now with your little podcast show, and now you think you are all that. And like I said before you put the Prince family up there, you should have talked to that man's mama. Before you talk to the Prince family, you should have talked to Quavo about that. Even though that may be a sacrifice from Quavo. Who knows? But somebody from the family you should have contacted. How you know I didn't contact the family, man? Bullshit, you didn't do it. Ain't nobody in their right mind is going to say, man, hell no, man. I'm going to give you my blessing to go interview that fuck nigga. Man, please. And you from Philly? You know better than that. You know, either you're going to put both parties in it and let them talk it out, or you out of it, period. But you want to get some ratings. You want to get some clout. You want to get some views. Boy, I'm telling you, you niggas ain't worth a, you ain't worth spit. You ain't niggas ain't worth spit. Go to a little music break. Hen Who You Are here on the Judah Light Podcast.
try. Our own culture we deny. So unaware, we blind. We searching for a sign.
Welcome back to Drew Live Podcast. King Drew 23 here. I'm going back to that video where I saw with Jay Prince and on the Gillian Wilder show, Million Dollar Worth of Game. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, they're not giving out no Million Dollar Worth of Game. They're not giving out no game. I had to agree with Charleston White on this one, even though he's a industry plant. Okay? He's absolutely right. They ain't giving out no game. All they promote is destruction. And Wallow, while I'm at it, Wallow, I still have a little bit of respect for you. But I'm going to be honest with you. You need to get away from that nigga. I don't give a damn he's your cousin. I don't give a damn he's your daddy. You need to get away from that nigga. That nigga don't stand for shit. And I'm telling you, he'll end up taking your ass out. This is the type of person that Gilly is. That's a dirty ass nigga. I'm telling you, he's a foul, dirty ass nigga. I'm telling you, you better get away from that nigga before he gets you. But you only got a little bit more respect for me before I lose it for you as well. You keep being with this clown ass nigga for some money. Anyway, going back to Israel's $5 trillion secret. Now, the previous parts that we had, we was talking about World War One, and Germany had a peace agreement between them and England, and also Palestine had a peace agreement with Germany as well. Everybody had a peace agreement, and a $400 million banker loan, war loan, that was made out to England. To England would have been pretty much down the toilet with this agreement. So the Jewish people, the Jewish, that's me ish, that's like, okay? Not the real thing. They put out an anti-German propaganda and they force America and they force England into World War One. Okay? This is all behind a $400 million loan. Actually, I'm sorry, $400 million loan. So think about it. $400 million back then is probably like $1.something billion now. That's just the truth. All right. So that's just a little bit of the background. And they use Christianity to they sold the idea to pastors. Okay. Again, we understand that Christianity has killed more people than the Crips and the Bloods, the KKK, any terrorist group combined, because the ideology behind Christianity is a lie. The ideology behind Christianity is through the Catholic Church, which we know serves Satan, which we know at the end of the day, Christianity is based off the Catholic. So Christian and Catholicism is being related to what? Satanism. What we know about the Jewish people in Revelation 2 and 9, that they are the synagogues of who? Satan. So this is all coming together all as one, okay? So we're gonna continue to read here, and we're going to go to page 8. But before that, let me go to Hosea 4 and 6, because we have people that are going to sit there and be like, man, that's nothing but a book, bro. That's nothing but a book. Okay, well, whatever, okay? Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I'll also reject you from being priests for me because you have forgotten the law, the law of your Yah. Now, they're going to put God in it, but it's really your Yah. Okay, and I'll also forget your children. Your children will be forgotten about as well. So anytime somebody comes to you with some knowledge and with some talking about the Most High and try to reach out to you and you reject them, just know not only the Most High is going to reject you, he's going to reject your bloodline because the bloodline is coming off of you, and they know, and he know that the bloodline is going to reject it as well. This is why the Most High is going to separate his 2/3 from the 1/3. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to go back. Now we're going to read page 8. Now, quoting from the Freeman Report, justice is a very simple thing. Justice is merely an application of equality. Equality is a substance of rights. Rights are either acquired by contractual agreement between the lawful parties. Justice in Palestine primarily requires a determination of the equalities of the parties in the controversy. The legal rights of the parties to the controversy in Palestine cannot be diminished or destroyed by claims based on emotional factors or fraud, deceit, and dishonesty. Okay, now I want you to remember that. Now I want you to remember that. Because the Jewish people is going to start using the media. They're going to start using money. And they're going to start using a religion to push their what? Dishonesty. Okay? The facts which are presented in this document will support the claim that the Palestinians to complete independence at once. And these same facts will destroy and disprove the dishonorable and dishonest attempt by the Zionists to steal Palestine from its rightful owners. First of all, the Palestinians do not have rights of that land. That's the Negro man, woman, and child's land. We know we're the original Jews, but the Most High said we cannot go back to Israel until he returns, okay? So we'll move on. The Zionists have succeeded in creating the worldwide belief that this is the Jews throughout the world who desire the creation in Palestine of a Jew state. The Zionists forced the world to accept the untruth as a fact. See? And again, this is why I say 85-90% of people are stupid, because they are not even going to research. They're not even going to go back and say, I don't know about that. Let me check for myself. They're going to believe anything CNN. They're going to believe anything Fox News. They're going to believe anything MSNBC. No homosexual and bigoted liars that they are. But we're going to keep moving. Okay. In fact, because they have the means with which the silence opposition, which attempted to expose the great untruth. The Zionists spent millions of dollars to create the impression throughout the world that the Jews support the Zionist campaign for the conquest of Palestine. The Zionists have also attempted to make the world believe that the Zionist campaign for the conquest of Palestine is a movement inspired by Judaism, which is the absolute untruth. Judaism and Zionism are totally unrelated. Judaism is a religious belief founded more than 2,000 years ago. The Zionist campaign for the conquest of Palestine is a political movement dating back about 50 years. Now, this is back in 1977, so they probably started in 1927, okay? Judaism instantly plays a dishonored role in the Zionist campaign for the conquest of Palestine because the Zionists realize that the religious disgrace for their political plot and financial grab for the Dead Sea's minerals will obtain worldwide support, which otherwise could not be obtained. The United Nations must take into consideration that the Zionists contest almost entirely of Eastern European Zakatev speaking Jews of Kazakh origin or migrants who have gone to live in other countries where they have never became loyal citizens. Now, I want you to listen to that. Now, they sitting up there talking about, now I want you to listen. America talks about Haitian immigrants. They talk about Spanish or Latino immigrants coming from Guatemala, coming from Mexico, coming from Colombia, coming from Peru, coming from all these other lands. Oh, they need to lawfully come in this country. They need to lawfully do this. They need to lawfully did that. But it just said in this book that other Eastern European Kazakhs live in other countries without becoming loyal citizens. They were illegal immigrants. And you have a bunch of illegal immigrants that live in America who are what? Jewish. Okay? But we'll move on. The Zionists claim that there is a Jew race or Jew nation which is speaking to reconquer its former homeland and to rehabilitate this Jew race or Jew nation to the homeland of its origin. The Zionists spent tens of millions of dollars to force the acceptance of this historic and ethic untruth upon an audience throughout the world, which does not suspect that the Zionists could possibly be guilty of the great fraud in which they are engaged. There is not, and never was, been at any time in history a race which can be any way historically or racially associated with the Zionists. Okay, so they said they're not even a race. Remember I said Revelation 2 and 9. Okay, we'll move on. The claim of Eastern European Zakhanov speaking Jews of a pagan Khazar origin to a historic or ethic associated either with Palestine or the Jews who have lived there is one of the world's greatest frauds. The $5 trillion chemical and mineral wealth of the Dead Sea is the real reason why the Zionists wish to make Palestine a Jewish state. This is a Freeman's emphasis, and all other emphasis is mine. CBD, little notice, if any, has been taken of what is the underlying cause of the present situation in Palestine. It is incorrectly supported that the existing situation results from the question rather than the Arab or Jewish community. It is to be preponderate numerically in the country. The real reason is rarely mentioned, even in private, and is not entirely appreciated in Palestine itself. This reason calls for more careful consideration than any other fact in correction with the entire Palestine problem. The possession of the $5,000 billion wealth of the Dead Sea is the only reason. The Eastern European Zakhanov speaking Jews of Pizer kinds of origin was to reestablish a former Jew state in Palestine. This amazing fact was staggered the readers of this report. The future of mankind, however, requires the Dead Sea must be considered when the Palestine problem is under consideration. If it were not for the Dead Sea, the sinister Zionist high command would be quite content to allow the 2,000 remaining Eastern European Zakhanov speaking Jews of Khazar descent to be distributed throughout the world among the democratic countries where 10 million of their co-religious are already living in security and safety and with civil rights equal to those of other citizens guaranteed by the Constitution. Provision to Jews of the world who are the people who accept Judaism as a religious belief. The only thing in common with the Jews in the world is their religious belief. The Jews of the world are not the members of a race with a common ethnic origin more than the Christians or Muslims or Hinduism throughout the world are members of a race, not of a common ethnic origin. No doubt the report was a big shocker to all the Zionists fronting for the big chemical boys and their powerful financial backers. And remember, they're going to use money, right? It is easy to surmise why, with so many millions being spread around to push the Zionist campaign, the report is quietly buried without even a reply, and the misleading program of the Zionists move forward. I will recall the public statement made not long ago by Senator William Fortbright, which created quite a stir at the time, when he said that 80%, now listen to this, 80% of the U.S. Senate is controlled by the state of Israel. Ooh, wait a minute, pause right there. Now, this is back I'm trying to see when this, doesn't say the year, but this is way back then. This book came out in 1977, so this had to be in the 70s, okay? He said 80% of the entire U.S. Senate is controlled by the state of Israel. Think about that. So think about how much is being controlled today. Probably all of it. Probably 100%. Okay? Effective political rebuttals were properly launched against him. It leads one to wonder if we have a representative form of government in Washington, the British mandate over Palestine established with League of Nations approval, call for the election to be held by the citizens of Palestine to suitably determine the nature of the government body. In 1919, the population there were considered about 90% Arabs and about 10% Jews. First of all, we know they're not Jew, they're not the real thing, but we'll move on. Now, mind you, 90% Arab. 90% Arab in Palestine. Think about that. Both groups had lived in Palestine quite harmoniously for centuries until the Zionist reparation program was launched. The reparation, it appears to be a clever blind. If an election had taken place in 1919 or the early 20s, as it should have, the area would have obviously been declared Arab territory. So it would be convincingly determined that the Palestine Commission in 1919, under the British mandate, that the Palestinians were not ready to vote upon the question of the sovereignty of Palestine, and that viral matter was delayed and delayed. The Arabs were never consulted regarding the preparation of the mandate for Palestine by the British, nor did they ever recognize the mandate was binding upon them. They recognized that the Article 22 of the League of Nations Convention, the terms and provisions of the mandate for Palestine, made the document illegal and invalid. I want you to think about that. We're going to read that again. The Arabs were never consulted regarding the preparation of the mandate. So they were never even told. This is how dirty they are, man. This is how dirty the Zionists, a.k.a. the Jewish people are, okay? They were so dirty, they didn't even tell the people of Palestine, home for 1 minute into water. They never even told them. They didn't even tell them, man. Okay? Nor did they ever recognize the mandate is binding upon them. So they didn't even know they even had rights to even say, this is an Arab territory. Jews cannot claim state in an Arab territory, right? Okay. They recognized under the Article 22 of the League of Nations Convention, the terms and provision of the mandate for Palestine made a document illegal and void. So even though they had the right to vote, this is an Arab territory, the documents under Article 22 of the League of Nations Convention made the terms and provisions of the mandate, made the document illegal. I want you to understand this. The Jewish people are always going to use money, they're always going to use media, and they're always going to use documents to get what they want. Okay? Powerful men who represented a large ownership and vast chemical interests in Europe, including Sir Herbert Samuels, Palestine's High Commissioner, were active. He was a huge owner of the British Oil Company and the Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company, and together with the Rothschilds in the Imperial Chemical Industries, ICI, which largely controlled the world's chemical industry. The objective of the Zionists backed by the Rothschild financial interest was quite vivid to the Dead Sea and its vast exaltable deposits of potash and other minerals, estimated by experts to be worth several thousands billions of dollars. Hence, any country owning title to the Dead Sea, which vast mineral reserve would in time become the wealthiest country in the world. This is the secret concealed behind the potash curtain. After an important geological report of the Dead Sea minerals was released in 1923 by the body of English scientists, the pressure of the British government and the colonial office by Zionists and other agents to acquire title to the Dead Sea minerals became intense. I'm gonna get this word here. I'm sorry. So Dougley and secret wrist twisting occurred in or around the Cardinals' office and with a certain close to the office of the League of Nations. So I'm gonna go back and review this. So the reason why they wanted Palestine, this is the reason why they want Palestine still to this day, and this is the reason why for the war that's going out there in the West Bank, it's not because of no damn religious. Okay, religion is the restraint and hold back. It has nothing to do with that. It has all to do with minerals. Okay, the Dead Sea is the reason why they want to be a Jewish state. Okay, and they not only they pressured the English, but they pressured the U.S. government. They pressure religious leaders. That's why I say religion is to restrain and pull and hold back. I say these things for a reason, guys, because this is absolutely true. Now I want you to understand this. The Zionists knew that the world realized their primary interest was in the chemical and mineral wealth of the Dead Sea. See, once whoever owns a title to the Dead Sea, they have trillions of dollars coming in, man. Why you think there's only six media companies that control all the channels in the world? Think about that. Except for that brother who owns the Weather Channel. What's that brother's name? I'll get to him in a minute. But any other channel is owned by the top six media group. Who is controlled by what? Jewish people. Jewish men own these six media companies. And whoever owns a title to the Dead Sea will be the richest country in the world. Think about that. They was already rich. They was already rich. They already have money. Now we're gonna have more money coming in because we own what? The title. Guys, everything that happened throughout the entire world is behind money. Again, I'm going to say this again. Everything that happens in the world is behind money. Always find the damn paper trail. I promise you, if you find the paper trail, you will find what's going on. The Zionists knew that if the world realized their primary interest was in chemical and mineral wealth of the Dead Sea, they will not receive the political, economic, and moral support of the great Christian democracies in their campaign. See, that's why they want... And I used to wonder, okay, why is these white Christian churches so invested in Israel? Why they can't go to the trailer park where they... poor white trash people live and help them out. I'm not trying to be funny here, but I'm just being real. And by the way, the white trash trailer people, that's from the John Brown bloodline. They're gonna come out eventually. But for right now, they're gonna rock with the Hebrews. But for right now, they white trash right now in the trailer park. And I used to be like, why they don't help them out, but they go all the way to Israel and donate, I mean, millions upon millions of dollars to Israel. Because they're all together on this. It's nothing but an investment. These Christian, white Christian churches go and invest. And not only that, T.D. Jakes do it too. Creflo Dollar do it too. Because guess who's under them? Kenneth Copeland. Come on. We have to start bringing in truth here, man. I can talk about celebrities all day long. I can talk about Jay Prince all day long. I can talk about Gilly all day long. And that's fine. But we have to talk about the truth. This is real talk right here, man. This is real talk. Okay? For the conquest of Palestine, there exists today the abundance of evidence to support the fact that the senator's secret Zion high command desire a Jewish state in Palestine. Not as a refugee for a few hundred thousand cold religious in Eastern Europe, but to control the greatest amount of wealth that has ever been concentrated in one spot of the world. So think about it. All the minerals at that time was right at the Dead Sea. Also, did you know the Dead Sea, Israel is near Africa? See, man, this is why we have to start realizing, start doing truth, man. We have to start reading. We have to start getting into reading again. We can't just keep on going on YouTube to try and find out research because it's only so much that they can give you. We start going back to books. They once said about black folks, if you want to hire something from a black person to put in a what? A put in a book. Well, guess what, damn it? We're going to find out today because we're going to start reading. And not only I'm going to start reading this here, we only got 15 more minutes right now on this episode. I'm going to continue to read on this, and I'm going to continue, and I'm going to read the Willie Lynch letter, The Makings of a Slave. And I got two other books that we're going to start reading on, too. It's time to get back to reading. That's the problem with our people. We don't read. And what Hosea 4 and 6 say? My people are destroyed for what? The lack of knowledge. Woo! Anyway, in the meantime, the Rothschilds reportedly arranged to have some 2,000 workers in the Dead Sea to mine and polish the related minerals to the understandably very desirable West Bank. What did I just say? That's why they fighting today. That's why the Jewish people, that's why the Jewish, the Israelis, they shoot missiles and they shoot this and they shoot that. They shooting at the Palestine people because they want to keep the what? West Bank and the minerals to themselves. This is all about money. It has nothing to do with freeing no damn Eastern Europeans. Ain't got nothing to do with that. They all in on it. Everybody knows what this is about. This is about money. Money, 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 money. This is a money thing, man. Potash is a very valuable fertilizer for growing foods, which is in wide demand throughout the world. The mining operation costs less than $1. Now, listen to this. It costs less than $1 a ton, okay? Because all it requires is a drying of the Dead Sea water in large vats using applicable heat of the sun, then loading the recovered potash onto railroad cars. That's to the global markets where potash commands a price of $50 or more a ton. So think about that. Let's think about that. Let's say, for instance, it costs them 75 cents to pull it out, dry it, and put it on a railroad car. That's 75 cents. They're going to put it in the railroad cars, and they're going to take it to other markets throughout the world, and they're going to sell for more than 50 bucks. This is why they're so damn rich. This is the reason why they can own all the sports teams. This is the reason why they own all the media. This is the reason why they run all the record labels now. This is the reason why you cannot hardly say anything about them because what? I control the media. I control the narrative. Now comes the reason number two of the clever blind for the creation of the state of Israel. In order for the Jews to outnumber the indigenous Arabs in Palestine, it became vital, necessarily, for the Zionists to somehow arrange and attract or import many Jews into Palestine. Now, listen to this. They were firing motherfuckers to go to Palestine, right? Because it's the same thing here in America. There's more minority people than white people. But white people use what? The census. They use the U.S. Census. And Chinese and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, what they put on the census? I'm white. See, that's the only reason why white people saying they outnumber minorities in America, because other ethnicities knew that this is a money thing, and if I put white, I will get the benefits of being a white person in America. See? Okay, we'll move on. Import many Jews to Palestine under some program other than the real one. So, the Zionists decided to launch a worldwide drive in the field of religion and also in politics to attract Jews to settle in Palestine. Freeman describes how many millions of dollars were spent by the Zionists and others in the United States to cause the Christian church leaders of all the denominations. And here's the thing. Again, it said it caused the Christian church leaders of all denominations, they said all church leaders of all denominations to exhort their parishioners to support the Zionist plan, and their plan worked. Accordingly, Sunday after Sunday, the Christian clergy in thousands of churches throughout this land urged their respective flocks to contact the legislators and urge them to support the Zionist program, that it is the Christian duty of the members of their congregations to help God's chosen people. See, this is the lie right here. See? We know in Deuteronomy 28 who the real Israel is. But see, this is why I say Christianity is killing more people than the Ku Klux Klan, than the Bloods and the Crips, than the Arabs, all put together. This is deadly. And you white Christians really called your state representative and told them to support Israel. And you know Israel is committing terrorism. You know Israel is telling a lie. You know Israel is not telling the full truth on the reason why they want Palestine. You know it. And you still. This is why, man, when I tell you the Most High comes, when Yahweh comes, he got something for your ass. He got something for your ass. When I tell you he got something for your ass, he got something for your ass. Now, I'm telling you. Now, you better right now, anybody who's Caucasian, who's a Gentile that support this mess, you need to go on both knees right now. If you got one leg, you need to get on one knee. It don't matter how many knees you have, but you need, even if you have no damn knees, you need to be praying to the Most High. Say, please, Yahweh, Yahim, please forgive me because I did not know. You better start doing it because when the Most High comes, he kicking some ass, okay? Anyway, so going back to what I was saying. Okay. To return to their homeland, Palestine, thus the U.S. was willed into guaranteeing the independence of the state of Israel. See? Because of the deceitful, gigantic hoax. Okay? Freeman goes to say that few, if any, of the self-styled Jews in the world today possess any ancestor who ever set foot in Palestine. Ooh, stop right there. We're gonna stop right there. We're gonna continue. Hold for one moment. There you go, right there. Okay. We're gonna mark it right there, man. We're gonna mark it right there. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna mark it. You see the lies that Christianity helped push? Do you see the lies that the Jewish people have been pushing? And I'm going to tell you something else, too. There was never no Holocaust. Ooh. Let me drink some lemon water when I say that. There is no such thing as no Holocaust. The people that was in those prison camps, they was prisoners of war. During World War I. They was prisoners of war. They was not no damn slaves. It wasn't no damn Holocaust. They wasn't killing a million Jews. That's the biggest lie they ever told on earth. This has already been proven that the Jewish people have already lied about why they want the state of Israel. That we want a Jewish state. They put so many lies out there. They pressured England. They pressured the U.S. Senate. They pressured all these foreign nations. They pressured everybody to get what they want, which is what? The title to the Dead Sea so they can be the richest nation in the world. And Christianity bought into it. Your pastor bought into it. And not only that, to say, the true people of Israel, you know when the Most High comes here, he's going for the idolaters. Because as a man of the cloth, as a man that speaks for the Most High, you should know better than this. You should know better than this. How dare you say this is the true people of Israel? And I can go to Deuteronomy 28 right now, and he said that my people who have disobeyed my commandments, I will put curses upon thee. He said that. But you call these animals, that's why I call them animals. I call them filthy dogs. You call these filthy dogs the true people of Israel. You have to get punished for that. Your bloodline has to be punished for that. And you wonder why your health is not good. You wonder why your kids are so bad. You wonder why your kids can, you wonder why you can never get ahead, because you support this bullshit that call what? Judaism and Zionism. You have continued to put the lie out there, and you call your local senators, you call your local congressmen, and you told them, hey, put the real people of Israel, and they know the Negro man, woman, and child. Man, whoo. Yada, yada, him, and son, Yahweh, be Yahweh. We come to you today because we know that the truth shall come out of the ground. The Most High said in his word that even if the truth had come under the ground, I will make the truth upon thee. Come on. This is part two. We're going to do part three. We're going to probably do part three probably Sunday. Because I don't want to keep, you know, barraging you with this book. But just know, we're going to finish this book. We're going to finish this book. We're going to finish this. This is the book that needs to be told. Okay? Peace and favor to you. Because Satan blesses, the Most High gives favor. One love.